views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Oh, now you're going to get in trouble doing that one.
Sorry.
That is so racist.
Well, everything's racist.
I just want you to know that. Yeah.
Everything is racist. We should play that from what are those guys called? The Lego dudes.
I don't know. I don't watch
You don't
Legos.
Watch the Lego dudes?
No, I'm sorry. I watch a lot
everything
of things.
Is awesome.
Everything is awesome. Now it's everything is racism. That's racism. Racist? Everything is racist. There's a song.
Everything's cool when you're part of a team.
Okay, here we go.
Well, today is Sunday, once again, July 28th, 2019, and my name is Mark Kent, and I am your host for Sovereign Mind Radio. And here in the studio
What are we
me,
doing? We're changing our voices.
Well, it's kind of fun to do that, you know. I could have changed it like this, you know, a little girly, but I didn't.
I'm Omar.
Yeah. We're just cracking up about the guy who helped Jeffrey Epstein take a nap in his cell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big guy looked like something out of a Mr. Universe contest that was crossed with a street thug.
Doesn't look like he's had a lot of time to do anything but push-ups in there.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you know, maybe he ought to run against Biden. Yeah.
Creepy Joe.
Creepy Joe. That's right. Surly Joe.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Maybe anyway. They should have a wrestling match.
Anyway.
But yeah, apparently Epstein tried to hang himself with his Sally's hand.
Yeah, and then what's the funny thing about that, before we get to our introductions, is the guy says, I didn't hear a thing. I had my earbuds in.
What are you talking about?
Nothing to see here. Let's see. The lights go out in New York, coincidentally, right about the same time that Epstein the pedophile is getting worked over by a ex-cop who's in prison.
Yeah.
For something, interesting. Well, it's Sunday, July 28th, 2019, once again. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And Ashley, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal. Here we go. Everything is racist. We should start dancing? Maybe? No?
I just had to do that because I'm me.
What she does, it's who she is, it's how she rolls. That's why she's so awesome.
Yay! Someone thinks I'm awesome.
Anyway, we've also got Red Smith, who's on the unfunded seventh circle of an out-of-control debt perpetrated by banksters that spun us into a mountain of interest with fiat paper, no longer backed by real money, with mainstream media meatheads, prostitutes, politicians, pedophiles, liars, livers, leakers, leotards, and lowlies. Lowlies and leotards.
Swamp scum in general.
Yeah. That have painted themselves into a corner of steaming pile of political correctness and Marxist gone wild. Shut up. And so, here we are.
I didn't say anything. I mean, you know, are you guilty or what?
1460, FM 96.5. Fighting the New World Order. Yeah.
Where the fun never stops.
Or you can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. We will be having a guest on later on at the 11 o'clock hour in the second half of the show. And we'll get to him here in a minute. But we've got so many headlines now, and what a week. If you can't see that something big is starting to happen.
Something's going on.
Something's going on. I mean, just
there's several numbers. Somethings.
Yeah, it's all winky-dink, you do understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's so you know, I mean, what, this Mueller thing? Mueller. Mueller.
Yeah.
Mueller.
Really, it was painful to watch.
It's like... Mueller.
Yeah. You remember when you were a kid in school and then you had to do your book reports and all of a sudden you get called up by the teacher and you sit there and you watch the poor kid that you figure out didn't do his book report because his mom did it and he's sitting there going, can I refer my report?
I mean,
can you repeat the question?
Life moves pretty fast when you're down there in Congress testifying.
Oh, yeah, it was bad.
Unbelievable, the whole thing. And so, you know, there's that to talk about. We've also got, the Epstein stuff to talk about. Just coincidentally, there's a lot of things going on there. You know, so I'm not sure where I want to start out, but I think we're going to start out with the Mueller stuff. And I've got a little video here. This is from Linnea Milley, and she does some stuff for InfoWars. And I kind of want to listen to this for a few minutes, and then I got a socialist capitalist thing with AOC and the and her BVDs on the QT on the VIP. But maybe I should have practiced that a little more because it, you know, didn't quite come off as well as I thought it would.
Well.
Just got to get into the flow.
All right, so here's Millennium Millie, and she's going to talk to us about this last week and what happened. And is there something big coming? Well, let's see.
No, we'll find out.
Yeah, well, we will find out here momentarily. Let me get the sound up so we can actually hear it. And here we go.
Something really big is coming, and this past week dropped some big clues. Democrat demigod Robert Mueller fell flat on his face during the congressional hearing about the special counsel investigation into President Trump allegedly colluding with the Russians to steal the 2016 presidential election.
Welcome, everyone, to the last gasp of the Russia collusion conspiracy theory. Like the Loch Ness Monster, they insist it's there, even if no one can find it.
The finding indicates that the president was not that the president was not exculpating.
It's starting to look like, you know, having desperately tried and failed to make a legal case against the president, you made a political case instead. You put it in a paper sack, lit it on fire, dropped it on our porch, rang the doorbell, and ran.
Once again, the Democrats are outmaneuvered, exposing their own twisted logic.
Did you actually totally exonerate the president?
No.
Now, in fact, your report expressly states that it does not exonerate the president.
Respectfully, Director, it was not the special counsel's job to conclusively determine Donald Trump's innocence or to exonerate him, because the bedrock principle of our justice system is a presumption of innocence. Presumption of innocence.
Now, I want to stop it right there and talk about that just a little bit. I mean, how do you prove you're innocent? Yeah. Tough. You know, what evidence, if they said you did something, you lied, how do you prove you didn't lie?
Secretly conduct a Department of Justice investigation for the last 3 years detailing the crimes of the people that really
blame
did,
somebody else?
And then reveal it right about primary time?
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. And blame everybody else.
The real deal is, if you don't have a presumption of innocence, the whole reason that we set ours up on a presumption of innocence is because otherwise the government could just say you did something and you're going to jail and you don't have any way of defending yourself. Because if you don't have, there's no evidence to come up with, you know, but if you're presumed, you know, if you have innocent till you're presumed guilty, you know, they have to prove that you're guilty with evidence.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're supposed to.
Well, that's what. But that's
yeah,
the bedrock.
That's
what they haven't done. So let's go a little farther.
And because there is a presumption of innocence, prosecutors never, ever need to conclusively determine it.
Mueller's answers to specific questions asked by Republican members of the House were indicators that the Attorney General and Inspector General's investigations of Mueller's investigation is catching up and nipping at his heels.
Well, what I think is missing here is the fact that this is under investigation elsewhere. I'm not going
to... Okay, let's stop there. So it's not in his purview because it's under investigation elsewhere. What does that mean?
Yeah, I was going to say, what does that mean exactly?
Elsewhere.
It's kind of broad. I mean,
I'd be thinking there's another investigation going on besides the one he's doing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think?
Into Russian collusion?
Let's go a little further.
I discuss other matters. No, there was an IG investigation ongoing.
And thank goodness for that. That's exactly what the Attorney General and John Durham are doing. They're going to find out why we went through this three-year saga and get to the bottom of it.
Time of the gentleman has expired.
A federal judge recently chastised Mueller and the DOJ for stating that the Russian government was behind election year social media trolling when there is no evidence presented. Oops.
Why did you suggest Russia was responsible for the troll farms when in court you've been unable to produce any evidence to support it?
Well, I'm not going to get into that any further than I already have.
In fact, the judge, considered holding prosecutors in criminal contempt, she backed off only after your hastily called press conference the next day in which you retroactively made the distinction between the Russian government and the Russia troll farms. Did your press conference of May 29th have anything to do with the threat to hold your prosecutors in contempt the previous day for publicly misrepresenting the evidence?
Wow. Publicly misrepresenting the evidence. Did I hear Rachel Maddow say anything about that the other day?
No.
What about Don Lemon, you know, Limon?
No.
Lemon?
No.
Any of these guys?
Nothing out of the mainstream, really.
Yeah.
You know, but that's
I guess when you show up to court to go after somebody and you show up with no evidence, the judges kind of look down on that because why are you in my court again?
Well, I really think these people have had it their way for so long and just been able to do what they want, and it's starting to turn. The worm's starting to turn, and maybe with all of the new judges and everything, we're finally going back to where we're getting that foundation of the rule of law again.
Yeah.
Where you need things like evidence and warrants.
Who needs evidence? I mean, we could just throw out that whole rule book on evidence, you know, and, you know, that the attorneys all go to school and law school for, because why do we need evidence? If you don't need evidence, we just say guilty.
Yeah, racist, bigot, xenophobe, same thing.
Yeah.
So they've just gotten so arrogant about stuff that they thought that nothing could ever happen. Wrong.
So let's go a little farther on this.
Who needs evidence when you operate with the presumption of guilt, right? We all know the Russians were behind it because that's what the media told us.
Okay, we're going to go to a break here, but before we do, the media keeps telling us the Russians are behind it.
They did the investigation, right?
Yeah, because their investigations always have evidence that are, you know, provable facts, right?
Used to.
It
really is a shame what the media and the American press has become.
It's a catastrophe as far as, but in the same time, what has cropped up across the country? Alternative media sources like Millie and whoever else. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of them. There's so many I can't even keep up with them all out there because everybody's turned into their own journalistic opinion. Press, facts, take your pick of anything other than mainstream media because everybody knows mainstream media is complete BS.
Well, and some of the investigation things that you're able to get out of the mainstream media is phenomenal, or out of the alternative media is phenomenal, some of the work that they
We've been talking about this whole thing for years, Epstein, this Russia thing, and telling everybody, these guys got nothing, and it's the mainstream. Now people are starting to go, hey, wait a minute. I don't know that mainstream media. You know, I went and had a brain scan, you know, and they didn't find nothing. With that,
unless you're the media.
Let's go to a break.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without pride. Now I want to understand. I have done all.
Yeah, we're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, your talk radio at 96.5, 1460 AM. Yeah, okay, let's get back into this and listen to Millennium Millie here for some more of this. We got another about 4 minutes of this. But this explains a lot, and people need to really understand what's going on here because, you know, this is something that the average person needs to understand out there, that this is not going away, and this is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And is something big coming? Yeah, we've been talking about it for quite a while, but you're starting to see the pieces of the puzzle fall into place. So let's go here a little farther.
Right.
This nightmare presidency of Donald John Trump will end prematurely and end soon. But at this point, you're confident that at least some Trump associates will wind up in jail. If I was betting, I would say yes.
The bombshell burst Tuesday evening when CNN reported the president-elect and President Obama were briefed on the matter last week.
Did the Trump campaign, did the candidate at the heart of it, conspire with Russia to subvert American democracy? Or, and, does Russia have some kind of leverage over Donald Trump?
This BuzzFeed News report is true. Then we are likely on our way to possible impeachment proceedings.
Well, I guess Trump's right. It really is a witch hunt. Because in a witch hunt, you're guilty until proven innocent. But unfortunately for the Democrats, that's not how this works. And Mueller had to be reminded of that several times. And right when you thought the Democrats couldn't be any more entertaining, Nancy Pelosi pulled the cane and announced a 6-week recess for the House of Representatives. Vacation time! They're all out of here. What, are they taking a hiatus? Because they're all worried and panicking that the Mueller report didn't pan through, and now they're trying to figure out where to attack Trump next?
In your most holy name, I now cast out all spirits of darkness from this chamber. Spirits not from you.
Well, Nancy Pelosi couldn't help but drop the hint at their press conference after the Mueller report bombed that they're now going to be looking into combing through Trump's finances to see what other nuggets they could possibly try to find and exploit.
This goes to, who said it? Stalin, give me the man, I'll find you the crime?
Yes.
So that's what's going on here, and everybody knows it. They couldn't find anything on Trump for the last 3 years, and they want to keep digging until they find something. It's a fishing expedition, and, that's actually illegal.
Well, they're spending an awful lot of time governing the country, too, aren't they?
Oh yeah, they've gotten a lot done.
Yeah,
they're working so hard. That's why they're taking a recess for 6 weeks.
What has Congress done this term? I'm sure they've done.
I think these guys are panicking because
I can't think of anything.
I think this is all coming back to haunt them. Does anybody know that AG Barr just reinstated the death penalty last week? Yeah, and immediately scheduled 5 executions. Wow,
who?
Yeah, I don't know.
I
haven't dug that far yet.
But, and where are they located?
Well, the fact that they're even doing it. You know, I mean, this is from Yahoo News. Okay, let me make sure that we got that shut off. Okay, so let's see. Attorney General reinstated the death penalty, which had lapsed 20 years ago, immediately scheduled executions for 5 federal death row inmates convicted of murdering children and the elderly while promising more to come. Yeah,
good.
And we got Jeffrey Epstein getting his butt kicked in jail by an ex-cop, reinstate the death penalty, blackouts in New York, cat and dog
There's been an update to the story since Epstein's cellmate has spoken to his
lawyer. I think he protected him. Is that
he saved him from strangling himself.
First he didn't hear anything. He had his earbuds in.
Yeah. Well, here's my question. Supposedly, Epstein was on suicide watch. Where did he get something to hang himself with? Apparently, it was attached to his cellmate's arm.
I just never know.
Yeah.
Things are just getting crazier and crazier. And, but what I want to do, and we'll go into some more of this, I want to talk about how everybody needs to unite against this crap. And I'm talking about, Second Amendment guys, the mining guys, vaccine, representation.
Everybody.
Everybody needs to unite because this is about dividing and conquering. And so with that, let's go a little farther. I want to hear some more of this, and I've got another one to play.
Where we're going next, because as you know, the Mueller...
Hold on. We have
a caller on the line. So what do we want to do?
I'm going to play the rest of this, and then we'll get to the caller real quick.
All right. Hold on, Andrew.
The Mueller investigation could not do the president's personal or business connections, and one of those connections could be to the Russians, and that's what we want to find out. Could be.
Why? Because the Democrats have nothing to run on other than impeach Orange Man Bad. Maybe Nancy and the squad can mend their differences and get the party together again after they get back from their vacay. Just in time for Attorney General Barr, U.S. Attorney Durham, and Inspector General Horowitz to conclude their own investigations into the whole Russia collusion delusion. It should all come to a crescendo by Labor Day.
I think that we'll get the IG's report probably sometime right after Labor Day. I think John Durham just got started, but I think there's a lot to look at there. I think there was a lot that you saw that special counsel wouldn't answer today because it was in the purview and under the investigation of John Durham as the new special counsel.
So buckle up, deplorables. We are about to see the unraveling of the biggest scandal in U.S. history. Watch out, Watergate, because this one's coming to take the prize. And I have a little spoiler. It's not going to be Trump in the hot seat. But can you trust the mainstream media to cover it or the social media giants not to censor it? If you want to support this kind of reporting, please go to Millennial Millie on Subscribestar.
Okay, so, yeah. So let's go to our caller first.
Yeah, All right.
Let's do the
good
caller.
Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, gang. Hey, the federal prisoners to be put to death are child murderers, pedophiles, and some who committed murder on
elderly
senior citizens.
Yeah, yeah.
So this falls in the line with his corruption
executive order.
Yes, it was filed December 2017.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one that was kind of quietly been sitting back there and, you know, not being paid attention to by the media at all, while, you know, all of a sudden in the last 2 years there's been a ton of arrests and pedophile guys and human trafficking.
And more to come.
And it found guilty. Doesn't that executive order authorize them to seize everything that Epstein owns?
Okay. Yep. Now, there goes our debt problem, doesn't it, children?
We're going to talk a little bit more about the debt today because I'm a little concerned that we just keep spending money like water, but maybe there's enough assets in the sea of...
we got El Chapo's money. We got Epstein's money.
Oh, they're building the wall now because that got approved by the Supreme Court.
Right. Win. My new favorite snack is Cheetos. yellow my fingers.
All you need is a blonde wig, and you can rub it on your face, and you'll be Trump's stunt double.
Where we go all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to talk a little bit more about that today, too.
Good, guys. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Andrew, for calling in.
With that, I guess we need to go to a break. So if you want to call in with a question or comment, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Crank it up.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
This is Carl Bott, and this year Linda and I are having a staycation at Holiday Harbor. Great facilities, boats, and of course the Harbor Cafe. Harbor Cafe is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Great food, beer, wine, and of course mimosas in the morning. Add that to the views of Lake Shasta, and there's no reason to go anywhere else. We love Holiday Harbor and the Harbor Cafe. That's a staycation every family will enjoy. Holiday Harbor.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Come see Little Women at Riverfront Playhouse, a timeless tale that has delighted audiences for generations is being performed on the Reading stage. Follow Meg, Joe, Amy, and Beth through the ups and downs of growing up. Watch as they laugh, cry, live, and love all through the strength of sisterhood and the power of family. Written by Louisa May Alcott, adapted by John Ravold, directed by Annie Bakalenikoff. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, running July 20th through August 17th.
Sunday come and Sunday go, He will surely pay His. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the gray.
We're back, Sovereign Mind Radio on the Free Fire Media. Yeah, that's absolutely right, Jeff State. We must all hang together or we will surely hang separately. That's what's going on. You know, back in the days of the colonies, you know, the colonists just knew that if they didn't band together to unite against the their own government, the British Empire, that they would never have a chance. And so we're kind of seeing a little bit of that today in the fact that we need to unite under, you know, the banner of liberty and free markets, you know.
Under our Constitution.
Under our Constitution together against these guys because they're going after everybody separately. That's why they have all the separate issues of, you know, whether it's vaccines or Second Amendment or states' rights or, you know, all of these things, you know, where people have, you know, they try to separate them out. If you're for this, you're not for that, you know. And, you know, it reminds me of the poem. This is a poem from, you know, that was written by a Lutheran pastor back in Germany in 1946, you know, and it says, when they first came for the socialist, I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Obviously, you know, and maybe they should have came for the socialist. But all you got to do is substitute the word Christian or Second Amendment, a constitutionalist, a conservative, a white person. Take your
anything.
Pick.
Anything, yeah, take your pick, exactly.
You know, so when they came for the socialist or the Christians, I did not speak out because I was not a Christian. When they came for the trade unionists, I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. When they came for the Jews, I did not speak out because I was not a Jew, you know. And so, you know, that's the thing. You know,
but eventually they get to you, whatever you are.
When they came for me, there was no one left to speak out. That's the end of the poem. Yeah.
Yeah.
Game over. So we've got to unite, and I think we should put together some kind of a flag like they did in the colonies where they show the snake of unite or die of the you know, the 13 colonies, and maybe we should have in there, you know, gold mining and logging, and maybe we should have, you know, Second Amendment rights and you know, no vaccines, rights over our bodies, you know, health care, whatever it is. And everybody needs to join as a part of this thing, and it's join or die, you know, or we are going to hang separately. You got to show up to these meetings, and you got to show up to these rallies.
Yeah, because we're headed that way, and it's starting to ramp up pretty quick if you don't start doing something about it.
And I want you to listen to this next video that we got. We've got Terry on the phone here a little bit, but I want to play this one little video really quickly that illustrates the kind of thing that we're running into with the disinformation campaign. It's about 3 minutes. Hang with us, Terry. This is socialism versus capitalism with AOC. Hold on.
When I think about what those definitions are, capitalism it's an ideology of capital. The most important thing is the concentration of capital
And it means that we seek and prioritize profit and the accumulation of money above all else, and we seek it at any human and environmental cost. That is what that means.
No, wrong, so wrong. It's exactly backwards. And I'll prove it to you. Been on Amazon lately? Each of the thousands of products Amazon offers represents the work of people who believe they have something you want or need. If they're right, they prosper. If they're wrong, they don't. That's how the free market works. It encourages people to improve their lives by satisfying the needs of others. No one starts a business making a thing or providing a service for themselves. They start a business to make things or provide services for others.
When we talk about ideas, for example, like democratic socialism, it means putting democracy and society first instead of capital first.
In a socialist economy, the government has the ultimate power. It decides what you get from a limited supply it decides should exist. Instead of millions of people making millions of decisions about what they want, a few people, government elites, decide what people should have and how much they should pay for it. Not surprisingly, they always get it wrong. Have you ever noticed that late-stage socialist failures always run out of essential items like toilet paper?
Because at the end of the day, as workers and as people of society, we're the ones creating wealth, not a corporate CEO. It's not a CEO that's actually creating $4 billion a year. It is the millions of workers in this country that's creating billions of dollars of economic productivity a year.
I speak from personal experience. When I was the CEO of the company that owns Carl's Jr. and Hardee's restaurant chains, we spent millions of dollars every year trying to determine what customers wanted. If our customers didn't like something, we changed it, and fast. Because if we didn't, our competitors would, pun intended, eat us for lunch. The consumer, that's you, has the ultimate power. In effect, you vote with every dollar you spend.
And that's why the emphasis in democratic socialism is on democracy.
Capitalism leads to economic democracy. Socialism leads to the economic dictatorship of the elite. Always and everywhere. So beware what you ask for. You just might get it. I'm Andy Puzner, the author of The Capitalist Comeback for Prager University.
I think that so fits into the discussion that we're having right now, because they twist and bend everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, capitalism, you can have that out of control, too. We want free markets and free people. And so that's why we all need to start coming together. Are you still with us, Terry?
Yep, I am.
All right, so you're on the air. What do you got?
Well, you know, the thing is that we look at what's going on with the vaccines. We look at what's going on with the Federal Reserve. We look at what's going on with the government. We look at what's going on with the corruption. We look at what's going on. And we have a bunch of different areas where we're fighting corruption against, for the loggers and for the miners and for everybody else. And we all need to do that. You're absolutely right. But we boiled it down to three things, because every single thing we talk about can be solved with proper legislation, which is proper representation. That's the silver bullet. If we have proper representation of the people and adequate representation for the people, and we keep the Electoral College, and we do those things, that is the legislative body of government. That is the people. So if we keep that, that's number one. That's the silver bullet. We need to have representation. We need to have the gun to shoot the silver bullet from. That's the Second Amendment. If we don't protect the Second Amendment and we don't have a way to protect ourselves, everything you've talked about and I've talked about and Mark's talked about and everyone has talked about means nothing, because we have nothing to protect it with, because we have a government that's armed but not the people. The third thing is we need to elect conservative constitutional candidates. I would submit to you, I believe Patrick Jones is one of those, but we have to start doing that. If we stay on course with those three things, in the last 2 weeks on Jefferson's State of Mind, we've had Jeff on, who represents the timber industry, et cetera. We had Jeff Callister on today, who represents the miners, the off-roaders, the ranchers, et cetera. We've had those on the last 2 weeks, and we need to unite. But we need to have things that are the three things we need to unite under are those three: representation, the Second Amendment, and electing a legislative body that is, that understands the Constitution and are conservative. Those are the three things. And if we don't, if we do all these other things, go off on all these different rabbit trails, yes, we need to be aware, but it doesn't help us. We have to be concentrating on three things. If we do, we'll win. If we get scattered on all these other different things that we talk about and bring up, which we need to, don't get me wrong, but if we go on all these other different things, we don't solve the problem. The problem is those three things.
Well, my point is that you got to get through the sophistry and all these arguments of what's right and wrong and this and that. It's like listening to the candidates. You know, one guy talks about our rights, our gun rights, our representation. Logging, and the other ones talk about what a great person they are, and they talk about how they want to help educate the children, and that's all fine and good. But the real deal is that we've got to see through this crap and start going after those things that are making a difference and uniting under these banners as one people, not as a bunch of scattered out people going after individual, items or individual issues that are just something that we want to deal with ourselves. We have to go after the big issues, like you're saying.
Yeah. Don't go after the little stuff.
So everybody needs to show up. Yeah. We've got this constitutional carry rally on Friday, September 6th, and I don't think it's optional. I think everybody needs to show. If we start showing up and we get a big enough crowd there, do you think that President Trump might see it and help us with our representation and help us, get it to the point where we can bypass the media? I mean, that's a lot of what the cue boards are about, is bypassing the media, and that's what they're doing. They're saying, you're not getting any news over here. So we've got to get enough people involved to where you bypass the mainstream media, because they'll black you out, they'll disinformation you. You know, they've got people like Ocasio-Cortez out there who's so full of crap that she doesn't even know which way's up, and both of her eyes are brown.
Yeah, the thing is that's right. That's number three. Number three being electing candidates that are conservative and understand the Constitution. Now, the thing is that when we talk about these particular candidates, what does a candidate have to have first? They have to have a solution and or a plan for the problem that we're talking about. I know on the last flyer I saw from Megan Daly, well, she's against, she's against illegal immigration, and she's for better schools, and, by gosh, vanilla ice cream goes better with apple pie than any other ice cream. But the real deal is that there's not a solution, there's not an answer. Some of these people we can't even get to debate to find out what they really think, other than, well, I'm for it. I mean, okay, but what does that mean? So I think the thing is that in the last couple of weeks, when we've talked to these two different organizations that are great people, the understanding is there's three things. One is we need to have representation, period. In a sentence, that's the number one. Number two, protect the Second Amendment. Just like you said, Mark, everyone should show up on September the 6th. Protect your right to protect yourself and your rights and your kids' rights and your grandkids' rights and your country's rights. Number three, elect people who are real, not people who just say, look good, smell good, but basically are broke. You want to have people that go out there and they have a plan, they have a solution, and they have a way to fight something, and they understand how to use the Constitution and the rule of law, as Red had talked about. That's what we need, is those three things. And I think where we've missed the boat is a million different topics, a million different things, and people easily get distracted. I'm not saying that all those things aren't good, and I'm not saying that we need to talk about it and get educated on those things. What I'm saying is we have the three things we can concentrate on that everything else falls under.
Well, and you've got to start getting your information from a good source. I mean, it's like, we're calling out to all liberty-loving patriots, and, if you Google patriot, what they say is that's a nationalist, loyalist, isolationist, or a xenophobe, and they're changing the meaning of these words. And that's what we're trying to do, is say you've got to get to the point where you're listening to something other than the mainstream media and getting involved in these big issues, like you say, with the representation and the constitutional carry and these kind of things. But you can't do it if you've got your head plugged into the mainstream media, because they're just giving you disinformation similar to what AOC does. Basically, doesn't know. I think it's done absolutely intentionally to confuse people.
I think it's fair to say that 90% of the people that listen to programs like the great one you guys do and Pete Peters and Rush Limbaugh, et cetera, all totally believe that. I think that the issue is finding something to focus on, not just something individual to focus on. That's what I think it is, and the answer is those three, and I think it's more about focus, because people can only absorb so much.
Right.
I don't think there's a big issue with folks that are that are for the things that we're all for. I don't think that there's an issue with them listening to ABC News. I don't think there's an issue with that, unless they're just wanting to see what the other side says. I think you're right. I mean,
well,
I love listening to your program.
There's no issue if you don't believe what they're saying to be true. That's the issue.
Right. I get that, but I like listening to your program, because your program, you've done this morning, you give some good insight, you give some good information, and you use sources that are really good. But what we have to do is all start uniting, keeping our eye on the ball on the big three, because the big three are it. That's the bottom line. We've been looking for the silver bullet. This is it.
I agree with you, Terry, but at the same time, people, whether they get their information or not, matter where they get it, they got to start doing something. Just because you have the information, and I'm agreeing with you, you know, they got to start getting out from underneath the TV or whatever it is and get plugged in. That is where we really need to start uniting, and we do have rallies coming up that will help with that.
You're absolutely right, Linda. You're spot on. Part of the problem is that even people get so wrapped up in Fox News and all these other news programs that all it is fodder. Oh, did you see this on Fox? Did you
hear that's
this?
True.
Did you see that? But they don't do anything. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Again, you concentrate on what you need to do. Well, we know what we need to do. We need to change the legislative position to where we have representation. We need to protect the Second Amendment at all costs. And we need to elect people who know the Constitution, follow the rule of law, and work with their constituents, and we need to do that. But everything we've talked about, everything we always talk about, ties into that. But you're absolutely right. People need to do something, but they're only going to do it if they just stop talking. You know, as you said, and I think the way to paraphrase what you said is education without action's useless.
Exactly,
education without any action is useless. It's useless.
Yep.
It's nothing. You're right, Linda.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we have to go to a break, or they're going to cut us off. Are you going to stay on the line with us, Terry?
I'm in my car, and I've got to do a little bit of shopping here for Sal. So
okay, we do have another caller on the line, but we do appreciate you calling in and going over all them items with us.
Time has come for 51.
There you go. And with that, we'll go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I would beg and steal, just to feel.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Thank you. on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive. Go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We're always happy, the last we live in, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da.
Sovereign Mind Radio, we're back. Yeah, in the summertime. Wow.
Yeah, before we get to our caller, I just wanted to let people know in the chat room, they reminded us that they're having that rally, the big rally today at 1 p.m. at Hilltop and I-5. And it's not just on the vaccines. This is everybody starting, like we've been talking about, uniting for our liberty and freedom.
Yep.
So.
Got to start showing up.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there's one thing you can do. Again, that's at 1 o'clock today at Hilltop and I-5.
Yeah, so that's Hilltop and I-5. That's right there on the corner of Cypress, isn't it? Hilltop and I-5. Exactly where exactly is
it? I think Hilltop and I-5 would be the overpass. Would be the overpass, like up by the water tower?
Near Medane's Chuck E. Cheese, the cigarette tower.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay,
up there
so,
on
it's
the,
so it's the overpass that's going over
I-5. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to clarify that
yeah.
because Hilltop connects right there next to I-5 at Cypress, but this is the overpass.
Pass, yeah.
So, okay, I get it. All right, so that's great. So
yeah.
1 p.m. at Hilltop and I-5 on the overpass.
And again, it's not about the vaccines, folks. It's your liberty and freedom.
It's about
freedom.
Liberty. This is about liberty and freedom. And
standing together.
Now, I want to go back to this Q post a little bit before we get to our guest, just because I want to clarify what I was just talking about with Google. Okay, so, you know, this is what they're doing. Is they're changing things, trying to, you know, subvert public opinion by changing the meanings of words. So if you Google patriot, you know, patriots, you know, the synonyms are nationalist, loyalist, isolationist, and xenophobe. Really? And if you go to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, patriot, the definition is one who loves and supports his or her country. Now, that's a radical difference
yeah.
between the two. So why would Google be changing the – is this a
– And who gives them the right to change the meaning of
well,
anything?
Well, nobody. They're just doing it.
I know. But
everybody's – but they're becoming such a powerful agency for manipulation of people's
yeah.
thoughts. You know, and that's why they're having this big thing about going after Google, because they're going to try to sway the elections this next time through this. So you got to be careful where you're getting your information from. I mean, it's like going to Snopes, whatever it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, for a long time, everybody believed that that was, you know,
yeah, until
the
you
ultimate.
Find out
yeah,
it's a couple of left-wing wackos
yeah.
running the joint, then they lie
yeah.
about everything.
Everything.
So that's the point I was trying to make, is you got to be careful where you're getting your information from and news sources and just sources, period, because, you know, they're trying. This is right out of 1984. You know, black is, you know, what's the old thing? If it wasn't for evil, there'd be no good. Therefore, evil is good.
Yeah.
Yay!
And
the crowd goes wild.
They've turned it all on their head.
Yeah.
And it's exactly
with everything,
so,
that's a, you know.
To feather in with what Terry's saying, in order for the people to start showing up to this stuff, there has to be an awakening of these people. These people have to wake up and get involved. And how are they going to do that? They have to understand what's going on, because a lot of these kids, especially out of college, have been completely dumbed down as to what the really issues are. They don't have a clue what you're talking about.
They don't know what they've lost.
Yeah,
they have no idea.
That's right. So, you know, if you don't know what freedom is, you don't know what the alternatives are.
I look at myself as a kid growing up in the 80s, and the things that we used to do and all the stuff that we used to be, that my kids can't get anywhere near doing or having, or, you know, most of the stuff that we used to just do for fun is illegal.
Okay, so
okay, we need some clarification on the rally, because they're going to cut us off.
Well,
now they're saying the Four Corners at Hilltop and Cypress.
Well,
somebody can make that
okay,
definitely
that's,
clear.
That's why I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah.
Listen, we'll go over that just a little bit. We'll be back with our guest, Jeff Levy from Oregon, and talk about them. So stay on the line. And we'll be back right after our hard break here.
And you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The Senate is poised to pass a budget bill this week. It'll keep money flowing to the Pentagon and avoid a government shutdown.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the U.S. military needs stable funding.
The greatest military on earth should not drift in uncertainty.
He says a budget passed by the House on Thursday means no interruption in the funding needed for those in uniform.
Service members deserve to deploy armed with state-of-the-art training and cutting-edge equipment.
Especially at a time of growing international threats.
And the nation as a whole deserves a global presence that is up to snuff.
And McConnell says that means keeping the U.S. military on the cutting edge. Bob Agnew reporting.
World powers are meeting with Iran to try and salvage the 2015 nuclear accord.
Representatives from Europe, China, and Russia, nations that are still committed to the nuclear deal, are meeting Iran's representative in Vienna to discuss how to salvage the 2015 pact. The diplomats aim to examine issues linked to the deal's implementation after Iran surpassed stockpile and enrichment limits set out in the deal. Experts warn that higher enrichment and a growing stockpile narrow the one-year window Iran would need to have enough material to make an atomic bomb, something Iran denies it wants, but the deal prevented. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Police fired tear gas at protesters in Hong Kong today for the second day in a row in another escalation of weeks-long pro-democracy protests in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Protesters occupied at two ends opposite of central Hong Kong following a mid-afternoon rally against police use of violence. Authorities in New York City are searching for two shooters they believe opened fire at a community festival in Brooklyn last night. One man is dead, another in critical condition, and 10 people are wounded. No arrests have been made thus far. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-458-7294. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-458-7294. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-458-7294. 1-800-458-7294.
Austin, Texas is going digital to let fans tip their favorite musicians.
No cash, no problem. The Lone Star State's capital is launching a pilot program that will let fans digitally tip their favorite musicians. 10 selected artists will be provided with a dip jar, a device that enables fans to tip musicians using a credit or a debit card. The group will test the technology for 6 months, collecting tips at local live shows or on tour. City officials say they hope the program will financially help local musicians and the city, which draws visitors due in part to its internationally known music scene. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Former Red Sox slugger David Ortiz is out of the hospital following three surgeries after being shot in the back at a bar in the Dominican Republic. Red Sox say Ortiz was released from Massachusetts General Hospital last week. There will be an update on his condition in about a week. The 43-year-old will continue his recovery at home. News and analysis at townhall.com. A federal judge has thrown out a Kentucky teenager's lawsuit against the Washington Post.
The Post had labeled him a racist during an encounter with a Native American man at the Lincoln Memorial. Nicholas Sandman, a student at Covington Catholic High School, sued the newspaper for $250 million in February, alleging it had engaged in targeting and bullying. Sandman was confronted by Native American Nathan Phillips, who was playing a drum in Sandman's face. Federal Judge William O. Bertelsmann ruled that there may have been erroneous opinions published by the Post, including the fact that Phillips may have been wrong, claiming he had been blocked by Sandman, but they are protected by the First Amendment. Keith Peters, Washington.
Today is Sunday, July the 28th, and a birthday for a number of famous people, including symphony conductor Ricardo Muti. He is 78 years old. Former Senator and NBA Hall of Famer Bill Bradley turned 76 today. And Jim Davis, who created Garfield, is 74. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Breaker 1-9, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Pen? Come on. 10-4, Big Pen, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Pen. Yeah, we definitely got the front door. Good buddy, mercy sakes alive. Looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We was headed for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Big Pen, this here's the rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got a little convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a little convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on, join our convoy. Nothing gonna get in our way. We're gonna roll this trucking convoy across the USA. Convoy.
Now, Breaker, Big Pen, this here's a duck. And you want to back off them hogs? Yeah, 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger. Them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks and all. But there's a room block up on the clover leaf, and them bears are wall to wall. And them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Cause we got a great big convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a great big convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight?
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Yeah, I want to clarify one thing that we talked about in the last hour before we get to our guests. What you have to understand is the social media is like the radio, okay? It's like in the old days when they started telephones and you had the old guys that were going, oh, gee, I don't want to get on that telephone. It's a magic box, you know? Well, now we've got the kids are so versed in computer and in Facebook and social media. That's where you got to reach them. And how you're going to reach them is you've got to convert them into seeing where they're getting their information and listening to the proper information. And just like we did in Facebook when the, Trump got elected on Facebook and Twitter. There's no question about it back in the day because people started going to the social medians and there was different platforms to go to and different information. And all of a sudden, you know, you weren't just getting all your mainstream media from Ted Koppel or Dan Rather or somebody.
Yeah.
And that's where the battle is being won right now. That's why you got to talk about Google. That's why you got to talk about Facebook. That's why you got to talk about YouTube. That's why you got to. It's not a matter
of Instagram, WhatsApp, Snapchat, all of it.
That, it's not about, oh, gee, reporting on all these sources from every place. It's about getting involved in those mediums so you can reach your audience so you're not the only guy standing out on the corner by yourself. With that, let's go to our guest. We've got Jeff, who was the organizer from, and I believe it's Levy. Is your last name Levy, Jeff?
Levy.
I'm sorry. I was close.
That's all right. Everett is grade school.
Anyway, we got Jeff Levy, and he was responsible, or one of the people that was responsible for organizing the big rally up in Salem about the logging and the carbon credits and this cap and trade and all the crap that was going to put the loggers out of business in Oregon. And I'm curious.
And have put the loggers out of work here.
And have already put the loggers out of work here in California because we live in a communist state. I'm curious, Jeff, how did you get it organized? Did you use social media?
Yeah, that was the first platform. I had my personal page. If I got a couple minutes, I'll elaborate everybody on how this whole thing started and,
go
and
for
what
it.
What one single person can do to rally people and get people to understand the topics at hand and, you know, the things that are going to hurt us individual people in society. It's not just loggers. It's industry in general in the state of Oregon.
Well, and everybody's got to understand that these different issues cross all lines. You know, everybody's got their pet peeve, but the real deal is we all need to unite together, and the best way to reach everybody is going to be through the social media.
Yes, definitely. So it all started in the first part of June on my personal Facebook feed. I was up at the landing getting loaded, and there was an article posted on Stinson, and that they were going to do a reduction in workforce at their Forest Grove mill. And Forest Grove mill is up here in the northwest region of Oregon. So, you know, it hit close to home. And with GP Coos Bay closing and Swanson Brothers closing down south, you know, the logging industry has been under attack for, well, even before the spotted owl. But it hit home because I really don't need and don't want to lose another mill in the state of Oregon. And, you know, you start losing another mill, then another one closes, and it just opened my eyes to what the situation was going on in Salem. So I made some phone calls. Shelly Gettenberg's home, which is my boss's daughter, which runs the office at Jim Gettenberg, she told me to get a hold of Betsy Johnson. She's a senator up here in the northwest, from the northwest region in Oregon. So I made contact with Betsy. And Betsy told me there's two ship mills that are going to hurt our industry in general, and that being House Bill 2020 and House Bill 2007. And 2020 is the cap and trade bill, and 2007 is the diesel emissions bill. So I printed them both out and read 2020 at least 20 times. It was a 98-page bill. Yes. With at least 100 addendums in it. It took me a little while to get through it, to understand exactly what...
You got to be a brave man just to push through the thoughts of suicide that must have been going through your head after reading it four or five times.
Just horrible bill, horrible bill. And then 2007 was 19 pages of basically a statewide diesel emissions bill, which is similar to what California has, which is your CARB bill, with no exemptions on it. So no exemptions for forestry and no exemptions for agriculture.
Well, they've put everybody out of business down here. I mean, that's exactly what would have happened up there. I don't think these guys have any illusions about what they're doing.
No, they don't. It's not on the left side of the aisle. It's on the right side of the aisle. On the Democratic side.
Period. I totally agree. I mean, you know, we live in a constitutional republic as long as everybody participates. But we haven't been participating for such a long time. These guys have got a foothold in all the kickbacks and all the bribery and all the corruption, you know, on both sides of the aisle. You know, they whoever gets paid the most in their palms grease the best is the guy, that's the bill they vote for.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
They do. And to give you guys an idea, the first rally that I had down there I think it was June 6th or 7th, I have to look back my calendar, but we had about 20-something people show up, and I gave them the address, which is House Bill 2020 and 2007, and we went inside the Capitol and met with people from both sides of the aisle. They called them up out of the House chambers, and we had specific questions. So that's how the whole thing started. Second rally was 30-something trucks, about 100 people. Third rally was about 500 people and over 100 and something trucks, and the fourth rally was over 5,000 people, and I think we had close to between six and 700 trucks.
Have you been contacted by Trump at all over this whole thing?
Yeah, we sent Marie Bowers Stagg, she's from the AG community, agriculture, and then we sent Todd Stoffel. He's a truck owner, been with us since day one. Both of those two went to the White House.
And what was the has there been an outcome of that? Is there, you know, is he helping you guys? Are you in contact with him? Can we get his phone number?
I wish. No, what it was with Trump had what he wants to do is open the national forest up. Okay, we got to curb the fires going on, and the only way to curb the fires, you don't see the fires up here in the northwest region as you do down south, and majority of the land down south in southern Oregon is national forest.
Right.
And so they got to get in there and get it cleaned up, get all the fuels off the forest floor, you know. And to do that, you're going to have to thin it. I doubt you'll ever see clear cutting in the national forest, but thinning would be a big success in the national forest, in my opinion.
Well,
we need it here too.
Yeah.
We,
I mean, guys, there's a
well, it
fire
needs to
going
be all
right
over.
Now. Well, there's across, a fire going on right now in southern Oregon, and, you know, there's a couple down the river up on the Klamath as well. I mean, and the real deal is that that's exactly right. I mean, logging is ugly at first, but
it is,
no matter how you do it. But the thing is that it improves the quality of the forest over time for everybody and every animal out there.
I'm gonna say something that'll probably piss a lot of people off, but especially your tree huggers and I've been in this industry for 15 years, and I've seen a lot out in the woods. I've seen a lot of dead areas. I've seen a lot of diseased trees. I'll give you a perfect instance on Friday. We're logging a BLM land, which is part of it's thinning. Part of it's got a little bit of clear cut with some habitat trees left. You know, let's say a 200 or 300 foot square area habitat trees, and then the rest of it's clear cut around some reprod. Those trees are diseased. They are fir trees. They're Doug fir. They're really dark in the heart, and then they get lighter as it goes out to your nice colored fir about a third of the way from the end. And what it's called is phalaenus. And conk grows off of that phalaenus. So these are 80-year-old trees that look like they're about 40-year-old. And so basically how it goes is these are peeler logs, so they're sent down to the peeler mill. And they'll peel the bark, and then they'll peel the good layers of the fir tree off until it gets to that dark part, and then the rest of it's got to go to pulp. It's no good.
Hmm.
Well, and there's a lot of it. There's a lot of it in fir. There's because it was mismanaged.
That's how it
comes down to it.
We have a lot of the same issues here. You know, in California, a lot of our logging is, and we're surrounded by National Forest BLM. As well, but a lot of our logging was cut off in the early 90s, so we're seeing the residual effects of 30 years worth of mismanagement.
Well, and when these fires go off, it looks like a moonscape out there. It's not natural. It burns everything down into dust. And then they won't log off the stuff that is salvageable, which is insane as well.
But when you're
fires, and that's another big topic coming up that's going to get addressed, I'm sure here. You're pretty quickly on the national level. I've been all over this state. I've lived here my whole life, except for I think I was gone up in Spokane, Washington for a year. Other than that, I've lived in Oregon. I've been to California. I've been to Washington. I've been to Idaho. I've been to Montana. I've been to a lot of states in the West over the years. And these fires that go through, you know, they'll clean them up, but they leave all the dead standing. And that's just fuel for another fire. It's a lightning rod is what it is. You know, you get a lot of thunderstorms in eastern and southern Oregon, which, you know, it acts like a lightning pole, and it's just fuel for fire.
Well, even just trying to get in and get out the dead cut and the harvestable timber after a burn goes through, by the time you get your permits and get through your timber harvest plan, it's all rotten and dead and down on the ground and ready for the next fire anyways.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of waste that goes on. I bow hunt, so I'm up in the – a buddy of mine's got about 12 – permanent tree stands up in a national forest, and you can see it when you're sitting up there in tree stand, you're looking at the tops and old growth, is the tops are all blown out. So when that happens, the rainwater seeps into the stem and then creates rot from the inside out, and then they die. You know, there's a lot of waste going on in the national forest, period. And in Oregon, in Washington, in California, I don't see it changing, but I'm hoping that President Trump can somehow get some sort of logging, to get it. How do I want to say it? I really would like to see some progress on logging in national forests.
Well, I think Trump's all for it. I mean, he saved West Virginia coal miners. I mean, let's hope that he can get something going on here. We want to get tapped into him for the state of Jefferson issues, and that's all in Oregon and California. It seems like it's growing in Oregon now because the real deal is that these communist governments are out of control in Salem and Sacramento. And
Salem's terrible.
It's awful. I mean, these guys, they don't have a clue. In the last show, they were talking about to the miners, and they don't even know what a suction dredge is, but they're actually, you know, making rules over a suction dredge for the, you know, what the miners can use. You know, it's insanity.
Oregon's under attack right now with miners. There's a down in Eugene here in, I believe it's next month. It might be later on this month. I'll post it on our Timber Uni page. But, you know, how Timber Uni was born was out of timber, but the Unity name came to get all industries active in the state of Oregon, to get people down to Salem and arguing on these legislations that our wonderful government is just pushing. And they're pushing through it with a supermajority, so the Republicans have hardly any defense other than a walkout.
Now,
that's what they did.
Have you thought about potentially expanding the timber unity past the borders of Oregon and reaching out to others, in the similar boat here in Northern California, Idaho, Washington?
We have. I'll give you guys and your listeners some food here. So we opened the chapter in Washington. Todd Stoffel is leading that one, and that's started off, I believe, this last week, and we're getting nothing but positive results on that side. Same thing with California. We'll be opening one in California. We have the Walk for Freedom Walk for Liberty that we're going to go down August 26th, the rally 27th at Sacramento at the state capitol. So there'll be a bunch of us going down for that. I'm supposed to speak for a regular 15-minute segment to speak. I want to, in that speech, I want people to get energized. I want them to know that they can do something. It's just, you got to stand up and fight.
Well, the Walk for Liberty,
fight for our freedoms.
It's on Facebook, and I've just posted Timber Unity on my Facebook page, Mark Kent, and I'll follow that, and then I'll go ahead and get this Walk for Liberty posted up on there.
Perfect.
And do that, and it looks like it's a pretty long walk from what I'm seeing here on the trail. It goes all the way from, good grief, Plumas County all the way down to Mariposa, all the way, through Nevada County, Placer, El Dorado, Calaveras, Tuolumne, and Stanislaus. Yep.
Now, I talked to Brandon Poe, the organizer of the walk, and I guess there's only going to be three people walking because that highway's so narrow in spots. They didn't want to have like a couple hundred thousand walking it. I'll have more details by next Sunday, but evidently they would like to have as much support in the cities down the walk as possible, and then with the end result at the state capitol in Sacramento.
So I just wanted to clarify, Jeff, for our listeners and to make it understood. So you have this movement that in a few months has grown not only in the state but is now spreading across state borders and unifying people all over the Northwest, and all of this grew out of a couple of posts beginning on your personal page on social media.
Yes, folks, you can go to my page. It's Jeffrey C. Levy on Facebook, and you can scroll back to the beginning of June, and then you can see how Timber Unity was born. I came up with the name. I was laying in bed with my wife, and she's like, you understand you create a movement, so you got to name the movement. And I'm like, I don't know what. So we sat there and bounced names off of each other. And then, I knew timber because I've been in the timber industry, and I was an iron worker before that. Father and I had a steel fabrication business for many years.
So I just sent you a friend request, Jeffrey, Marky Kent.
Okay.
And you'll see the Jefferson State flag on the carried by the horsemen. But
we're going to get cut off, Jeff. Can you hold on with us, and we'll pick this up
on the
other side of the break?
Okay,
great. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank,
consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Doesn't take you back a few years. That's a little Malo there, Suavecito. I ran across that this morning. I was like, you know something? That just probably isn't going to fit in there, but I like the music. we need probably drums and, you know, banging the gong and all kinds of crap because that's what it's going to take to get this stuff out there. And, you know, the social media is what we're going to start concentrating on the most, you know, whether it's Patreon or Facebook or YouTube or, you know, setting up platforms. I think that's what we have to do
to
reach the audience.
I think it has to be done, but I think there's a way to do it to attract people, not just posting. I could be wrong
right.
because some postings don't go anywhere. And I don't know, maybe Jeff has some insight to that exactly. How you posted it that maybe attracted more people?
Yeah, just how I would do it is how I did it. And there's other ways, so people don't think that my way is the only way.
Right.
I did it through a platform of logging Facebook pages. So West Coast Log Truckers, I Like Your Truck, West Coast or Large Cars, Logger Up. I mean, all the logging pages.
So you just started posting on.
Started posting.
So you just started going there and posting. What were you posting? You know, talking about the cap and trade bill. What were you doing?
Yep. Cap and trade and 2007. You know what it was going to do to our industry, and you know just and then be open minded because people are different. God made us all different, so you're going to get. You're going to get positives, you're going to get negatives. So be prepared to get a thick skin.
Oh, well, but, we're way past that. We're under rhinoceros stuff.
Pretty armored.
Well, California is a whole different animal. And one thing I do want to tell the folks listening is that we should have paid attention. That was our fault up here in the Northwest. We should have paid attention to what was going on in California because once that got passed down in California, it's like a plague, so it started up north. Mm-hmm. And people in Washington are paying attention. People in Idaho are paying attention. People in Montana, all around the country are paying attention because this has got to stop. It's got to stop. Cap and trade will kill business, period, in the state of Oregon.
And know that you have plenty of allies here in Northern California behind enemy lines. There's a
awesome.
Lot of us.
Yeah, and it's I think the tide is turning at all the different levels. I think we all have our jobs to do. on different levels. I mean, you know, you got the Trump administration and doing what they're doing up there on a ton of different levels, and you know, all the way down to us little guys down here and the foot soldiers down on the street that are talking to people and the social media and posting and you know, covering the issues and getting people to understand, you know, that they need to go to alternative platforms in order to get their information and you know, how is this going to affect them personally and what, where do we end up? I mean, you know, you end up in Venezuela with no toilet paper if you're not careful the way we're headed.
Well, Oregon is terrible right now. We, ODF, Oregon Department of Forestry, just had a hearing meeting or a meeting on Wednesday, and Wild Oregon produced a couple petitions, and one of them is the spray petition. One of them is the buffer zones. They've increased the buffer strips on fish-bearing streams. They've implemented buffer strips on non-fish-bearing streams, whether they're year-round or not, and then the petition for clear cut. So we're under attack.
So you're up there right on the border between Longview and Astoria?
Yeah, right between Rainier is across the bridge from Longview, Washington, and then you head northwest to Glasgow and then Astoria.
I see. And there's a lot of logging going on up there still, right?
Oh yes. It's a year round up here in the northwest, just because we have rough winters like we did a few years ago. That was more of the extreme. Generally, it's a rainy, wet climate.
Yeah, I believe
beautiful in the summer.
Yeah, I bet it is. I bet it is. How's the fishing up there?
It was really terrible this spring, for spring Chinook. Oregon, Washington did not open the lower Columbia at all for springers.
They ever take care of the sea lion sitting there at the mouth eating all the fish coming up?
Of course not. That's the biggest. I've fished this river for 15 years, and the sea lion population has done nothing but increase. And they've tried. They've tried trapping them at Bonneville and taking them down to Southern California, and the damn things are back here within a week.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, it's their food source, but, you know, till they eliminate that or we get a pod of killer whales out there chasing them around eating them, I don't see it changing.
Yeah. Well, a lot of mismanagement,
I really don't.
You know. Oregon's actually managed their wildlife a lot better than California is, so you can imagine what we've gone through down here. It's absolutely off the charts ridiculous. I mean, I don't even go hunting anymore because what's the point? Goes to, you know, I mean, we hold bow season in August, so you're out there, you know, when it's 115 degrees, and there's no way to walk without making noise, and so they just want you to buy the license. They don't want you to have a successful hunt.
No, and to be honest with you, it's gotten worse here in the state of Oregon. In fact, just to give you an idea, I usually buy my pole permits, the sports pack, if it's what's called in Oregon.
Right, yeah, the 165,
fish, 100, yeah, 100. I didn't even buy it this year.
Really?
I didn't buy it because the salmon run was predicted to be so low. Now, I haven't gotten final numbers. I can go out on the website and look and see what spring run, but the last time I checked, it was at 48,000, where usually you're up by the end of springer season up towards 90 to 100,000. So, you know, and there's a lot of conflicts there on the river with the Indians have rights and as they should. You know, there's a lot of people, the gill netters, they pretty much all but eliminate the gill netting except for certain days of the year.
Well, they were wondering why the salmon runs were going down. You gill everything, you net everything that comes up the river, and there is no spawn. So, you know, I mean, they had to eliminate that, or there wasn't going to be anything left.
Well, the gill netters, they've got the Napa slough for their penfish, and they've got the Young's Bay for penfish, which produce quite a bit. But a lot of it has to do with ocean conditions, just haven't been very good.
Well, listen.
And so that's where you get the climate change coming, you know, and everybody says, well, we're on a 10-year. If we don't do something in the next 10 years, we're not going to have anything for our kids. Well, the world's changed for how many years? It's always a cycle. It'll always be a cycle.
Now, these guys will attribute anything to climate change. We've got to go to a break, and then we'll come back. I'll see if I can come up. I got a little short video on that. But
if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I don't remember what day it was. Lighthouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
If it seems like I've been lost, then let's remember. You think I'm feeling older and missing my younger days? Oh, then you should have known me much better. My past is something that never got in my way. Oh no. Still, I would not be here now if I never had the hunger. And I'm not ashamed to say the wild boys were my friends. Oh, 'cause I've never felt the desire to let music set me on fire. Then I was saved, yeah. That's why I'm keeping the faith.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. Yeah, we've got Jeff Levy on the phone. I almost said Levy again. From Oregon, and he's talking about this state capitol gathering that they had up there that basically stopped them from passing the cap and trade bill up there. And, I mean, it was really interesting. I was listening down here to, you know, the one that got my attention on this whole thing was the fact that the one state senator, I believe it was, special forces, you know, the Governor Brown was going to send out somebody to handcuff him, and he's basically told him, yeah, you better send bachelors with no kids and make sure they have plenty of ammunition, because it sounded like he was getting pretty serious there, you know, to get these guys in there.
Well, as a public official, how would you feel being threatened to be roped down or chained down to your desk chair?
Well,
I don't blame him a bit.
I don't either. To be perfectly honest, I wish our people down here had the kind of testicular fortitude he displayed. We're stuck
I have to give props to the Oregon 11 that stood up after our third rally and realized that they were backed into a corner after all negotiations fell apart with the Democrats, and the Democrats were going to have their way, and they were pushed into a corner. And that's I don't understand why people think that they can't do this and that what they did was wrong. It wasn't wrong. It was their only and last stand, and they did it.
Well, that's what's happening more and more, is that people are fighting back because they're getting tired of being pushed and pushed and pushed. You know, the general attitude or the general what's the word I'm looking for, demeanor of most people is that they don't want to have a confrontation. They don't want to have a fight. We just want to make our living, raise our families, you know, get along and try to do the best we can. But it's getting to the point where we can't do that anymore because these guys have gone so far to the left. I mean, that they really don't care about us. What they care about is consolidating power in the hands of these elite, eggheads that just want to control everybody and everything, because at the end of the day, they become rich, and that's all they care about.
And that's true. And it's not, you know, I don't want folks to think it's just a Republican thing, because there are some good, hardworking, fighting Democrats, mm-hmm. you know, that have voted against party lines. One in particular, about 90% of the time this last session. So it's not. There are good on the other side. It's just they're overwhelmed with the absolute negative from the what's the word I want to say?
Communists.
Yeah, that's what it boils down to.
Well, that's what it is.
And that's I think there's a lot of going on, and I think there is a period of separation that's coming too, because I think the Democratic Party is. The old school Democratic Party is starting to wake up to the fact that they're being pushed into a corner and pushed into a direction by the socialized wing of the party, and I think they're starting to wake up to the danger of it themselves.
Oh, I definitely agree with that. Definitely agree with that.
Well, I remember.
So let me if I could have a few minutes with Cap and Trade, and,
sure.
and
yeah.
you know, it's similar to your guys's. So I'll give you an instance. There's a couple of timber owners here in the state of Oregon that have said, that if cap and trade goes through, they will reduce logging up to 70% on their tree farms so that they can sell their carbon tax credits back on the open market.
That's insane. That's insanity. I mean, sell their carbon. So how's this stop? How does this stop pollution and global warming? Might I inquire?
It doesn't. It's just another tax is what it comes down to.
Out of curiosity, do you know who they would be selling their credits to? It wouldn't
have no idea yet. In the Daily Astorian, there was an article posted yesterday that the Bear Creek a tree farm that is on the Astoria watershed, that they've been doing this since 2015. So yeah, I haven't gotten that far into it yet. I will. We will find out who they're selling their carbon credits to. I believe it's on the open market. So as far as I was informed, if this went through in the state of Oregon, that they could sell it on the open market in California. You know, the big business in California.
Why not the world stage? Can China buy them?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, because China, India, I mean, so what does that do? If they're buying carbon credits from you or Oregon to say that, to offset the pollution that we're actually creating, it's like sending a dollar to Santa Claus via Washington, and maybe half a cent gets to Santa Claus and the rest stays in Washington.
Well, what they did here in California with the cap and trade and CARB, the California Air Resources Board, is the head of the California Resources Board is a lady named Mary Nichols. She also happens to be the president of a Delaware registered corporation that buys and brokers the cap and trade credits out of California. That's what you're dealing with.
It's all terrible. A bunch of corrupt crap to put all the money and power into the hands of the elite. And if they didn't have some kind of cause that they could bring up to make, you know what it reminds me of? You know, it reminds me of the movie, what was the Independence, where they were all on top of the roof?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're all on top of the roof, welcoming the aliens with open arms. They have no idea that these people care about them. They think that, they got to be peaceful. No, they zap the whole top of the roof after they're out there yelling, hey, welcome to Earth, because they don't have a clue. There's no indication at all what their attitude is.
Why does it have to be a cap and trade? Why does it have to be another tax on business? Because I can tell you honestly, you keep taxing business to the point where business can't make a profit. Why would business even be in that state?
Well, that's it.
That's the idea.
That's the whole point.
They want you out.
They don't want capitalism. They don't want free markets. They don't want what they want is control over everyone and everything. You know, you go down to Venezuela and you look how Maduro's living. You look how his kids are living. You know, they're all living high on the hog. They're taking European vacations because all the money gets consolidated up to them. They don't give a crap about the peasants. And that's what you, so it's like rat poison. You know, or if you're getting poisoned over a 30-day or a year period, let's say with arsenic, well, you know, it doesn't kill you right away. It takes a while for the poison to catch up, and socialism is exactly the same way. It doesn't kill you right away, but the long-term consequences are death of the economy.
Yeah. Well, look in your state, they took the, you know, you had beach access. You know, you get four-wheelers out there just like we have in Sand Lake. Well, they've taken that away. You know, and it's coming here. They're gonna, they've already done it with several beaches here along the Columbia where you can't go out there with ATVs. You can't camp. You can't, next is you won't even be able to take a four wheel drive out there. So you're going to have to walk a quarter mile just to go fishing out there.
You know,
I went
to stay at the, it's called Gold Beach, it's over there in the Humboldt. A couple of years ago, and I was shocked at the level of intrusion that they were coming in my camp, telling me what I could have in my ice chest, where to put it. You know, they woke me up at 10 o'clock in the night by flashing a flashlight into my tent because I'd left my ice chest out, and they were talking about the bears taken from them. The only bears that were out there were homeless guys that were trying to steal everybody's food.
Jeez. Hey, Jeff, we have to go to a break, and we do have a caller on the line, so if you want to hang with us, we'll get the caller on the other side for you.
Oh, definitely. Thank you guys very much.
You bet. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Sometimes her morning coffee is way too strong. And sometimes what she says all wrong. Right or wrong, she's there beside me, like only a friend would be. And that's close enough to perfect for me. Now she's been known to wear her pants too tight, and drinking puts her out just like a light. Heaven knows she's not an angel, but she'd really like to be. And that's close enough to perfect for me. She kisses me each morning and smiles a sweetly smile. She don't have to say.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury.
Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies and leave them with the words of a sad country song.
Yeah, we haven't listened to that one for a while. You know, that's dedicated to Lavoie Finicum up there in Malheur. Wow. I guess we have a caller.
We do. We've got Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. While you're playing cowboy music, why don't you see if Ashley can't find the song Tequila Makes Her Clothes Fall Off. I always like that one. Hey, Jeff, you got Sierra Pacific up there yet?
Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you hear the caller's asking? We had a caller online. Do you have Sierra Pacific up there in Oregon yet?
Yes, we don't in Oregon. There's one in Washington. There might be one in Oregon. I'm not quite exactly sure. I have never delivered to Sierra Pacific in Oregon, but there is one in Washington. There's several in Washington.
Well, I wanted to make the comment that I read a couple years ago when they were just starting the cap and trade deal here in California, that Sierra Pacific was going to be exempt because of all the trees they plant. And, you know, with your guys' loggers going to shut down, your timber owners going to shut down 70% of their logging operations, boy, that's really going to make the fire danger a lot worse.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely agree. Weyerhaeuser's the number one largest timber owner in the state of Oregon. Hancock is number two. And number three is, hold on here.
You're a truck driver?
Yeah, I drive log truck.
Yeah, I worked in logging all my life. And old Red, who owns Sierra Pacific, he's got his own fleet of trucks, and I guess he just really put the hammer to the truck drivers. So I'd watch out for that. And then I remember here a few years ago when electricity spiked. And old Red, he shut down a couple of his mills because he could make more money selling the electricity out of his cogeneration plants than worrying about his employees working. So it all boils down to greed, and I sure enjoy you being on here. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Yeah, Weyerhaeuser is the largest timber owner in the state of Oregon, Hancock being number two, and Rossburg down south is number three. So out of those three, you're looking at shareholders on one and shareholders on two. Rossburg is a local mill down south, which owns a lot of their own timber, so they pretty much supply a lot of their own timber, along with state forest, BLM forest, and private timber.
Wow. Well, where do we go from here, I guess, is the question. Everybody needs to get involved in these rallies, get involved with the state of Jefferson, with the Walk for Liberty, a Second Amendment lawsuit, the constitutional carry rally down in Sacramento. That's Friday, 9 a.m., September 6th. And then the Walk for Liberty is going to be on August 27th at 1 p.m. And join us at the Sacramento Capitol Building on August 27th to have their voices heard. So
please do. And I want to, if I got a couple minutes, I want to elaborate on a couple things, if that's okay.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so we are going to have a rally in Salem. It'll be the first week of session on the Thursday. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but we've already reserved the Capitol for it. That will be a huge rally.
Post that on my Facebook page, and I'll make sure that I get that out.
Okay. And we are in the infancy stage of doing something for the town of Paradise. More will follow. I'm just going to leave it at that. There is some timber down there that is oversized, and more details will come.
And all benefits, all proceeds go back to the city of Paradise, California, which was leveled in the fire last year.
Yeah.
Yep.
We took our own losses here in Redding as well.
Yeah, we had the car fire. The
campfire.
The car
fire was
yeah.
huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the campfire.
So we are working on things. Another thing is another sidestep, we'd opened one in Washington, and now we're going to do one, hopefully here soon in the southern state of California.
Well, there you have it. We got about 5 minutes left. Maybe go over websites, go over contact information, and where people can get a hold of you.
Okay, and then what I really want folks to do is get out there and make sure you're registered to vote. We've had problems here in the state of Oregon on our online registered. You gotta keep on top of it. A lot of people are doing it once a week, making sure that they're registered to vote, either Democrat or Republican, and get people out to vote. You gotta vote. People, you have to vote. You gotta get off the couch and do the research and vote for the people that you think are within your beliefs. The only way we're gonna make change.
Well, there's gonna be a candidate forum tomorrow night at the Reading Patriots at 2570 South Bonneville Road. That's gonna be with Joe Turner, Patrick Jones, and Lane Rickard.
Yeah, because we have a special election coming up at the end of August, August 27th, here in California, in District 1 anyway.
Yeah. So these
people, you gotta get out and vote. You have to. You gotta make sure you're registered, and please take the time to do it for your forefathers. I'll give you an instance. I think we had over a million registered voters that did not vote in the last primary.
Well, we had a million six between Kentucky and California that were illegal on the rolls that they just got off through a judicial watch lawsuit because, they've been cheating on the voting as well. Jeez, wouldn't you know it, so all these illegal aliens coming in, they're starting to clean things up. I think it's going to get better and better as things go by because, I think the Democrats and the left wing and the communists and the socialists are starting to get into a panic mode because, they're not getting the same clout that they had before. People are waking up.
People are waking up.
So.
And I wanted to put out there for you, Jeff, anytime you need to get some information out or want to come on and give us updates or whatever, you're more than welcome to call in at any time when we're on Sunday.
Oh, I definitely will. I'll put your number in the logbook, and I enjoy doing these.
Very
good. All right,
good.
We appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Jeff, and, you got a couple of nice-looking boys on your webpage.
Yeah, 6 and 5. They're my next bloggers.
There you go. Absolutely. So thanks, Jeffrey C. Levy. Levy, right?
Yep.
There you go.
Don't take it personal. He's terrible at that.
Yeah, I do it every day, really? every week. I can mispronounce anybody's name very easily every single time.
I'd like to call in next Sunday or keep you guys abreast and Sundays to come and your followers too.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Like I say, just let us know.
You can put us on speed dial.
Yep, you got
Perfect.
It.
All right, very good. All right, so we'll talk to you next week then.
Thanks for what
you're
doing.
Sounds good. Have a good Sunday, folks.
All right, you too, Jeff.
Yeah, you too.
All right, very good.
Thanks again.
Well, we're at the end of it. I mean, good grief. We cover a lot of ground here, and wow. I mean, there's so many things happening right now. There's so many things happening that people aren't seeing. There's so many things that are happening behind the scenes. Wow, where we go one, we go all, I think is a very good appropriate ending here because, it's almost harvesting time.
Yeah, time to start flushing the floaters.
Yeah, so, it's a crazy deal.
It's about time for the corn to go popping, huh?
Yep.
A little bit of popcorn
a little
going
popcorn,
on.
Popcorn, yeah.
Little
pull
popcorn.
Up your seats for the show.
Yep, a little popcorn.
Sit down and
the show
let
is
the movies go.
About to happen. Yeah, there's you got the report coming out. You got the Durham investigation. Got the Inspector General's report before out. We got 6 months or 6 week recess for the Congress. I mean, there's a. I'll tell you what. This summer has been an exciting summer so far.
I don't know about excitement, but it's definitely going to go down in history with what all is going on.
I think
we still got 60 to
100
days.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. And next week, maybe we'll talk about the economy because I'm concerned with our debt. Let's just pass another spending bill with an unlimited ceiling, and there's no problem.
You got it.
Mm, Wow. No inflation here. Anyway, you were born an original. Don't die a copy. Amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty over security, truth, not lies.
And don't forget, get out on Monday and see the debate of the candidates for District 1 State Assembly. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.